Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I often talk about car buying, and I occasionally talk about car repairs. And there is a disturbing story out of New York now about an auto repair gone wrong that's part of a much bigger story we've talked about previously. And the allegations, like I said, are disturbing. Now, these are just allegations, but they're being made by a district attorney's office in New York. And it applies to that crash where 20 people got killed after a limousine careened off the road. So out of Albany, New York is the story. Of all the mysteries surrounding last year's deadly limousine crash in upstate New York, the most central was, why didn't the limo slow down? On Thursday, that question gained more focus after reports that the limousine operator had brought the vehicle in for brake service in the months before the crash, but the repair shop had not done the work. That's the accusation. The condition of the limousine and whether the company had been grossly negligent in overseeing it may be key factors in a criminal case now against the company's operator, who is facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. The vehicle careered down a hillside in Schoharie, just west of Albany, killing 17 passengers, the driver, and two pedestrians. It was the nation's deadliest transportation accident since a 2009 plane crash near Buffalo that killed 50 people. The human toll of the crash was particularly acute. All of the limousine's passengers were between the ages of 24 and 34, including four sisters, two brothers, and two sets of newlyweds. And by the way, the story I'm reading to you is from the New York Times by Jesse McKinley. The revelation of the alleged fraudulent repairs reported by the Times Union of Albany came via a letter from the Schoharie County District Attorney Susan J. Mallory to the lawyer of the defendant. Ms. Mallory said that investigators had recently interviewed an employee of a brake shop in Saratoga Springs who said that he had falsified a Department of Motor Vehicle certification for the 2001 Ford Excursion limousine involved in the crash. Ms. Mallory wrote, quote, he did not perform the DMV inspection of the limousine, unquote. Rather, the employee returned the brake part for the limousine to its seller, something he described as a billing practice at the company he works for, in which certain services were substituted on invoices for ones actually performed in order for the store to meet sales quotas. Ms. Mallory highlighted at least two incidents of repair not being performed involving the car's power steering and its brakes. The items listed on the invoice were substituted to meet sales quota, according to the prosecutor. Now, a spokesman for the company that's accused of not doing repairs said that the person who was quoted at the company had been given them inaccurate or misleading information. So they're denying that this is true. So this will still get hashed out somewhere down the road, probably in a courtroom. But the company says that the defendant and his attorneys are attempting to falsely attack the company, the repair company, in a desperate diversion tactic to shift responsibility away from defendant where it solely belongs. The vehicle in question traveled more than 1,000 miles over several months since it was last serviced. During that time, the defendant, according to the district attorney's office and the New York State Police, committed serious crimes by, among other things, defying an order to take the vehicle out of service. So as we know, there's two sides to every story, sometimes three. The attorney then continues to say that the company doing the brake repairs did not cause the accident and bears no legal responsibility for it. According to the prosecutor's letter, the fraudulent billing practice occurred repeatedly during the first half of 2018. Now, the defense attorney said that the new information about the falsified brake job was exculpatory. This new information provided by the people further exonerates the defendant, the attorney wrote on Tuesday, asking a county judge to simply dismiss the charges. The report regarding the faked brake job comes almost a year to the day of the accident when the Excursion, which was an extra-long vehicle that had been modified to hold even more passengers, plowed down a hill in Schoharie as it headed to a local brewery for a birthday party. So again, this is a bunch of people out celebrating. They get a limo so that they don't have to worry about drinking and driving and so on. And unfortunately, the limo itself is unsafe. The massive vehicle flew through an intersection, striking an empty car and two passersby. All of the passengers and the limousine drivers were killed, as were the two pedestrians. The fallout from the crash continues to percolate. On Sunday, Senator Chuck Schumer said he intended to introduce federal legislation to require seatbelts in such modified limos. The passengers in the crash were not buckled in and died of blunt force trauma after the limo crashed into a ditch at high speed. Anybody familiar with National Hockey League sports or even being from Detroit will remember, of course, the limo crash that was involved with the Detroit Red Wings. And after they won the Stanley Cup one year, a limousine was driving down Woodward Avenue in Birmingham, which is the town I grew up in. And the driver either fell asleep at the wheel, or he may have been smoking the wacky tobacco. There were allegations of all of the above. And he went off the road and hit a tree in the median. And it injured some players and some team members, like staff members of the team. And the sad part was that some of those injuries were grievous. And there were some other allegations involving the limo driver not being properly licensed, for instance, and all kinds of problems and lawsuits. But the problem is that the lawsuits can never make anyone whole. So you have problems where these accidents take place. And yeah, people can sue to try to get money afterwards, but it'd be better if these accidents didn't happen in the first place. Last week, the National Transportation Safety Board issued recommendations that would require lap and shoulder belts for each passenger seating position on all new vehicles modified to be used as limos, but the board is continuing to investigate the cause of the accident. The board also called on New York lawmakers to pass stricter laws regarding seatbelts. It's disheartening to learn that some passenger vehicles are legally on the road that don't offer passengers well-designed seats and seatbelts, said Robert L. Sumwalt, the board's chairman. All vehicle occupants should have the same level of protection wherever they are seated. And of course, as many people are going to immediately point out in the comments below, and I recommend you do so, school buses don't have seatbelts. And I've heard all kinds of explanations as to why they don't. But, yeah, sure. Let the kids ride without seatbelts. Make the adults wear them. While an effort to ban such vehicles failed to gain momentum in Albany, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo did enact new regulations and stiffened criminal penalties, including establishing a felony for knowingly operating a limo where such operation causes the death of another person. So that's where we passed the law to close the door after the horses left the barn. Lisa Kumjian, a spokeswoman for the state DMV, said that her office had been unaware of the issues surrounding limousines inspections, but intended to be pursuing them to the fullest extent of her authority. If DMV needs additional powers to pursue potential bad actors, we will pursue that during the next legislative session, she said. So again, the allegation is that the limousine was brought in for brake service and that the company doing the brake service didn't do the brake service or the inspections as required by law. And again, these allegations are simply being raised by a letter written by the district attorney that had been mailed to the defense attorney in this case. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, because as of right now, we're simply talking about the criminal case that has been lodged against the limousine operator. And of course, I suspect if there aren't already, there are going to be lawsuits on behalf of all of the victims in this. And the obvious defendant in that matter was simply the limousine company. But of course, if these allegations have any substance to them, that might open up other companies to lawsuits as well. So this is one of those stories I will continue to follow, because it will continue to pop up in the news for the next few years. And it's sad, because the reason it's in the news is that 20 people died. So it's not often you hear an allegation that, yeah, a failed auto repair results in the death of 20 people. But that's the allegation here. So, like I said, I'll update you. Questions, comments, please put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.